Hi, this is Ken Marsh, Director of Marketing for Zuma Worldwide. And on this recording, you're about to hear some breakthrough information on a new health technology that can absolutely have a positive effect on you and your family. In fact, this is a live recorded call that we did where I interviewed one of the foremost experts in the health and wellness industry, Dr. Robert Scott Bell, as he discussed the amazing benefits of silver hydrosol technology. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease and is for educational purposes only.
You know, I get the pleasure tonight of introducing a gentleman on the phone who is going to be able to share some information with you, certainly well beyond what I could. His name is Robert Scott Bell. He's a homeopathic practitioner, but he's also an expert in silver therapeutics. In fact, he personally overcame his own chronic illnesses for a 24-year period, and he can certainly talk more about that on tonight's call, by simply learning to apply some of the natural healing methods that are out there in today's world and marketplace, you know. And he is so passionate about this, he actually has his own radio show and is often invited as a regular guest on the Michael Savage radio show here in the United States, which is the number 3 most listened to talk radio program in the U.S. currently. So he's certainly a gentleman who has a great passion for our industry, great passion for what we do, for what the natural health industry does, and speaks about it on a regular basis and is a great advocate for our industry. And I'm just thrilled to have him on the line with us tonight to share more details about Zuma's brand new silver technology under our brand name that we now call Silver Max. So Dr. Bell, are you out there?
I'm here, Ken. Thanks for having me on with you tonight.
Fantastic. Well, as you can hear with all the beeps that we've got on this particular call tonight, we've got a huge number of people listening in from all over the world. So I don't say that to put a little pressure on you, but I do say that to let you know that your message will be impacting people literally all over the globe tonight. So I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here.
Well, happy to do it. It's an empowering message, and that's something I love to do, of course. And I do want to acknowledge the visionary in Ron Howell for recognizing and acknowledging a technological breakthrough when he sees one and integrating it into a good product line, an excellent product line like Zuma. And the Silver Max product is going to revolutionize what you already are doing and take it to a whole other level. And I recognized this some years ago. As you mentioned, I have a radio show. I'm a homeopathic practitioner as well. And I do a lot of things to help people and children get well, including my own family and kids. And I recognized at a certain point that there was still a lot of fear out there in the world related to, for instance, infectious disease. And it could often frustrate me if a family that I had helped in the past was not around. They'd call it, you know, they came back from a trip and they were very apologetic to me. They said, "Robert, I'm so sorry. We couldn't reach you. We were out of town. My child had a fever. I was just too frightened. I went to the doctor and unfortunately, as they often do in the allopathic medical circles, they prescribe an antibiotic or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug to suppress the normal, let's say, immune response. And we know there's a diminishing return on the antibiotics on planet Earth. They are rapidly losing their effectiveness. And more than that, they're creating mutant strains, if you will, of microbes, resistant strains. And I wanted to go back to the natural world as I had invested in, because as you mentioned, I'd been ill for 24 years, been addressed by modern medicine so many years, actually all 24 years, actually until I kind of woke up and said, if I continue this path, I may not make it to 40. And so at that point, I changed my life around, went into homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, natural medicine, and then into media because I had a passion to communicate this. And that led me to the discovery, if you will, of silver, but not any particular kind of silver or a generic colloidal silver, because I was bombarded with many of these forms on my show, but a breakthrough called silver hydrosol technology. And what this did was it brought to me not only all that I knew of silver and its benefits, and we'll go through that, but it did so in a way that would eliminate any concerns I had for toxicity. Because many of my patients come to me with metal toxicity, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum, different things that I specialized in helping them to remove from their bodies. And I did not want to add any of that burden in, even though silver is largely benign. It's not going to be harmful to the body. but let's just get this right out of the way. If you consume the wrong kind of silver to excess, and these, according to the peer-reviewed literature, are also well known, that is silver compounds, particularly silver salts, but also silver bound into proteins or other contaminants and other things, that over time could result in an accumulation in the tissues and then in the skin, the dermal layers, resulting in a photo or light reaction causing a discoloration of the skin. Now, I didn't want to subject any of my patients or my kids to that, so I was reluctant to utilize just generic colloidal silver of any kind until I had the scientific evidence that I had something as safe as a homeopathic medicine. And that's when I was introduced to the silver hydrosol, which was a leap in a beautiful sense because it released only the active state of silver into a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Anything less than that wouldn't be possible. And the active state of silver, again, going back to the peer-reviewed literature, this is over 100 years of research. It's not unknown. It is considered or called the cation or the positively charged silver ion. Now, with technological advancements, we can actually isolate a positively charged, if you will, silver nanoparticle by removing the electron. Now we have the charge. And in this water, it maintains its integrity. But even more than the charge, which is very critical, because the active state of silver is that which has that charge, that electrical activity, is also the size of the particle itself. The smaller the particle, the more surface area is released within a given area of water. So this is how a 10 part per million, in this case, the Silvermax product, silver hydrosol, can outperform 100, 250, even 500 part per million silver compounds like mild silver proteins and other things. And another thing to consider is that as you increase the silver content, you also go over what the EPA, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, considers its oral daily reference dose. And we don't need to exceed that. It's not necessary. And so as you reduce the particle size, you increase the surface area. If you can imagine a big chunk of silver, a softball or a baseball of silver, the outer coating is the surface area. That's the only area available to interact within the body. Of course, you know, imagine if we took large particles like that, they're very inefficient. If you obliterate that into hundreds of trillions, and I don't exaggerate here, a little tiny silver nanoparticles, and with that charge, now you've released surface area that is orders of magnitude greater than any other form of colloidal silver ever been on this planet. And that is what the silver hydrosol technology does. So you get an extraordinary amount of activity from a very small concentration of silver. And this is another thing that when we talk about different forms of colloidal silver, people may not realize that the term colloidal silver is a very generic umbrella term. It indicates that there's some silver suspended in some water, but it tells you nothing about the parts themselves. So when you hear 10 parts per million, 20 parts per million, 50 parts per million. That term alone only tells you that there are those parts, but tells you nothing about the quality of the parts, the size of the parts. Are the parts bound into salts like a silver nitrate or a silver chloride, or are they unique and isolated on their own as they are in a hydrosol, not bound, but ready to do work within the body and then be readily and easily processed and excreted right out via the liver, through the colon, and gone. So you never have to concern yourself with an accumulation. And that's what we have in the silver hydrosol technology that is so dynamic. And so we get a lot from a very little. Now recognize that most colloidal silvers, if they are really good, they're lucky to have 10% of their entire silver content to be in that active state that I referenced. In modern medicine worldwide, they use a form of silver or silver salt called silver nitrate. Those of you know about this, they've often dropped it into the eyes of newborns. It's a very caustic silver salt, and they dilute it so they can use it because it could be very dangerous. But the reason why modern medicine chose silver nitrate over 100 years ago was because it had a high rate of dissociation. Now, this is going back to chemistry in grade school and high school, so I apologize if this is complex, but just take this concept of bound forms of silver releasing a lot of cations, snapping, popping off. That's called dissociation. Silver nitrate has a high rate of that. That's why they chose it. Now, in silver hydrosol, it releases only that active state within the water, so there is nothing to wait for. And you're not getting 10% of the content or 2 or 3%, which is more typical of colloidal silver, but upwards of 96, 97% third-party confirmed by major medical schools as well as other universities and acknowledged visually via transmission electron microscopy. Now, this was very important to me because as a radio host and a homeopath, I get bombarded, as I said, by many different products and companies that want me to talk about their things. And with the silver, I would not until I had scientific validation and proof. And the TEM analysis was quite extraordinary because when you began to see upwards of 100,000 times magnification and even more, you begin to see at the level to which your body will interact with these particles. And most every colloidal silver I looked at from around the world had large neutral agglomerations, very bound neutral salts and proteins, or packaged in improperly. I'm not a fan of packaging in plastic. That is why this new product you have in the SilverMax is in glass, because it protects the integrity of the active state of silver and it doesn't degrade. And so in this way, you release, again, only the active state. And you can see, and you'll probably get pictures of this eventually, the beautiful dispersion. It's almost like a cloud-like dispersion at this level of the uniformity of these particle sizes and their indicated energy in that regard. So it's ready to do work. And then when we get that work to be done, now we have to understand what those properties are. What can it do? But the critical thing, Ken, that I wanted to relate to start was that there are different species of silver as there are different species of, for instance, cats. You can have a tabby cat at home. You can pet and play with it. Purrs. It's lovely. It's wonderful. And you can have a Siberian tiger in the wild that can eat you in one bite. Now, no one would argue that they're not both cats, but they're radically different species of cats. And that is the same thing within silver and the family of colloidal silver. There are silver proteins, there are ionic silvers, and there are elemental silvers. There are silver salts, and there is silver hydrosol, confirmed by the American Chemical Society as its own distinct species of silver. So with that as a starting point, Ken, I'm just going to hesitate so you can ask me a question, and we can dive into some more of these silver properties so we can understand how and why it's important in the human diet and for resolving many, many immune issues.
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to jump here briefly because you're right. I mean, we're covering a lot of information. And the good news is you could probably talk for 2 days on this
yeah.
product because I know you've got such familiarity with it and you've seen so many people utilize it with such great success. But I wanted to back up for a second. You talked about this ultra small particle size. So it sounds to me basically in the research that you've done, this technology versus so many of the others out there, you just got such a much smaller particle size. What you're saying is that just gets into this system, the body easier, faster. Is that the idea? Is it just more effective because it's smaller?
Yeah, the concept is bioavailability. It's not enough to throw silver at something, because if it's very large and neutral and not active, then you'll have only a small percentage of the silver content of any given colloidal silver actually do anything for you. So the idea is by reducing the particle size, you increase the surface area available to the body for use. And then, of course, yes, what you said is absolutely correct. The transit, the ability to be absorbed and utilized and moved throughout the body, and then the ease with which that it is bound ultimately and brought out via the liver and into the colon as solid waste, so you don't deal with the concern for accumulation. Now, the fact of the matter is, based on the EPA guidance, you could consume 7 times a day a dose, an adult dose for adults of the SilverMax product for the next 70 years. That's 178,850 teaspoons, and you still would not have reached what is called the lowest observed adverse effect level, which, as I mentioned, is the discoloration. It's completely eliminated. Also confirmed by a former high-up toxicologist from the FDA, and she's extraordinary. She analyzed this process as well, and she says that the issue of discoloration is an impossibility, a physical impossibility with this product. You could not consume enough in a lifetime. Again, a very big concern I had in working with silver, and I would not work with it until I got this kind of confirmation with this technology. So this is indeed a breakthrough.
And, of course, we know the media has made a big deal out of that. I obviously believe that there's some scare tactic involved there, too. But, you know,
Sure. Everybody...
when you first mentioned silver, says, oh, I'm fearful because I don't want to turn blue or gray. And obviously,
yep.
You're saying that because of this technology, the risk of that is virtually zero.
No, you would drown in the water long before you would ever have an opportunity to get to that level. It is just a physical impossibility. And again, that's the thing. I needed the safety profile to be more akin to a homeopathic medicine, which for those of our call on the call tonight from around the world that know homeopathy, there is no toxicity. And there's a lot of similarity in that. And of course, a leap that was made in combining some homeopathic concepts in a topical gel form that is also going to be made available.
Yeah, and since you brought that up, let's talk about that, Dr. Bell, because obviously the homeopathic nature is something that for many people is still somewhat of a mystery as to what that means. It is, in fact, in our line, the very first homeopathic remedy that we've brought in. So expound on that a little bit more, if you would.
Sure. It's a 200-plus-year-old medical science that very misunderstood and very difficult to explain for many that are focused on what we call materialism. In the Western world, we think of a little is good, or more has to be better, particularly those of us here in America. We've always said more is better, but in my mind, more is toxic. I've dealt with toxicological diseases in my own life and for many people that I've addressed to get them well with chronic diseases. So for me, it's working toward the non-toxic, safe, natural medicines. Homeopathy utilizes substances from the plant, animal, and mineral kingdoms, in this case, the mineral kingdom, with a silver that is converted by a serial dilution and succussion. Basically, you're taking it in its original state and altering it and releasing it in a different state, more in an energetic or metabolic interaction. Now, for those that don't understand the concept of energy, the entire process of digestion in the human and animal body is about the ultimate release of energy. You're breaking down complex molecules to ever more fine until it's then released as energy. Because people don't say, geez, I'm out of molecules. You never hear them say that, but they'll tell you, gee, I'm out of energy. And that's the point, is we're releasing substance as energy in the process of digestion. In homeopathy, we utilize that method, if you will, via a succussion and dilution method to release the energy or essence of something that then interacts with the metabolism of the body to correct it. And in the case of silver, it's indicated for a lot of brilliant things when it comes to topical first aid, wound care, burn care, infection care. So we can eliminate ever resorting back to petrochemicals for first aid care. That's a very important part of what I'm trying to promote here as well, because it's environmentally sound as well.
And you mentioned the silver gel. Again, this is something that's brand new to our company in terms of we've never had a silver gel in the product line, although we've had liquid silver solutions in the past. What would be, for the average person, the primary use for the gel versus the liquid?
Well, I hesitate to use the comparison because it's a petrochemical, but people think of Neosporin all the time when they think of first aid. But when we talk about the properties of silver, we've got impact that is anti-inflammatory. In other words, it reduces inflammation whenever there is injured tissue, epithelial or skin tissue, that has been damaged due to cuts and scrapes and burns and bug bites, any kind of wound you can imagine, even to something as innocuous as you would think as a diaper rash. But it literally encompasses so much that I hesitate to bring up the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but if you remember the patriarch in that movie, he had a bottle of Windex that he used for everything. Now, if he understood the properties of silver and silver hydrosol and this technology, he would have had this instead, and it would have been much more a valid of an approach. So very many utilizations, if you will, for topical skin or wound care. But when we understand the properties of silver, if we have time tonight, and it's up to you, Ken, I can talk about a very important and powerful protocol that is going to address gastrointestinal health, which is a huge problem in the West. There's almost no adult that is not suffering with some level of gastrointestinal inflammation, dysbiosis, candida, yeast, or other things.
Absolutely. I know many of the people listening around the world on this call are anxious to get as much information as you're willing to share. So I would love to have you share that information tonight.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I want everybody to understand the properties of silver. And I apologize in advance if this sounds too egg-heady, but we'll always come back and Ken can stop me if I need to go simpler. But the idea is people understand silver, if they've read anything about it, that it is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. It is not an antibiotic. Antibiotic, by definition, means anti-life. We are not, and silver is not anti-life. In fact, it's very promoting of life, unless you're a pathogen. If you happen to be a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus, you're not going to like this, what I have to say. I don't think we have any of these on the call with us, so we'll go ahead with this. Now, what happens is if you have the right kind of silver, as we talk about, the active state carries the charge, if you're a viral particle, what happens in the hydrosol, because the particles are below 10 nanometers in size, and it's some in your hydrosol that you have now, may approach 1 nanometer, which is a billionth of a meter and even smaller, it has the ability to bind to the protein coat, the protein capsid structure of a virus. That alone makes it what we call virostatic. It stops a virus from replicating on contact. If need be, it can penetrate through the protein coat and bind to the genetic material that it has stolen from you. Those of you who may not know, a virus is not really alive. It goes into your cells and steals your genetic material, like a DNA virus or an RNA virus. So if you can bind that, it stops it from replicating on contact. Again, I come back to the fear, whether it be the CDC or the World Health Organization, they love to frighten people by, you know, yelling pandemic of any kind. And, you know, it's as if we have nothing in nature that can help us be stronger and have a more efficient immune system or eradicate these things. That's, for my British friends, that's poppycock. We have the ability to do these things. Now, in addition to the viruses, I wanted to mention the bacteria and the fungal species like yeast, like Candida albicans. These are different. Now, what happens in this case is that the silver will bind as well and weaken the outer membrane that surrounds it and protects it, the cells of the yeast cell or a bacterial cell. Now, this alone is wonderful because it now gives your own immune system a leg up. Your immune system now is able to target and engage much more efficiently. For the scientists in our audience, you're dealing with what's known as the opsonic index. So this is a very important part of making your immune system more efficient, helping it out as well. But even if your immune system doesn't intercede on your behalf, what silver is doing in this case is weakening the membrane. And if, for instance, you had something like a pink eye, a conjunctivitis in the eye. Now, a silver hydrosol, again, is a pharmaceutical grade purified water. So it's the very cleanest water. And I know most people bathe in tap water and don't think anything of it. And this is a, you know, if you knew it was in tap water, you might at least get a filter. If you don't already, that's something to consider. But in this case, if we were to put a silver hydrosol in your eye, let's say we had a healthy eye and a pink eye. In the healthy eye, it would feel incredibly soothing, wonderful. It would feel great. And you put that same drop of the same hydrosol in the pink eye, the one that has an infection, it would sting. You would have a stinging sensation. People would scratch your head and go, hey, what's different about it? It's the same water. It's the same silver. Why did it feel good in one eye and not in the other? Because of the direct interface with the bacterial species, whatever it may be there, you're literally causing the membrane to rupture and implode and spill its potassium contents onto sensitive tissue, your eye tissue. This is true in the sinuses as well. So if it were ever to sting, it's indicative of a high bacterial load right then and there. And this would eliminate by, let's say, repeated doses within sometimes minutes to hours. You can eradicate these things by utilizing it appropriately. But this is a very powerful example of what's happening that you can sense. But when you're dealing with a systemic issue throughout the body, you don't have that same level of sensation. And so what we want to do is deliver it into the body via the sublingual primary method into the lymphatic system, where the silver can then travel throughout the body and do its job and then, as I say, bind and leave the body very readily. And in this way, you're reducing the microbial burden by direct interaction. And if need be, the particles are small enough to travel into the yeast cell, for instance, and bind to the DNA there. But why does that not happen to your cells? Your human or mammalian cells are unharmed by this process because we all have an onboard, God-given antioxidant defense mechanism, which is why you take antioxidants. And this is very critical. Your cells are protected against any of the oxidative stress or damage that would be caused by the silver against these pathogens that do not have the same defense mechanism. Now, in addition to the impact of the silver directly, there's another property of silver that you guys are going to learn tonight that very few people are aware of because they don't review the peer-reviewed literature. They don't reference the species and differentiation between forms of silver. But silver, by definition, is very unique. It has the ability to carry as much as 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. The warmer silver is, the more oxygen it can carry. Now, why is that important? Because your immune cells, your white blood cells, your B lymphocytes need copious amounts. That's a lot of oxygen. They need a lot of oxygen to produce what's known as reactive oxygen species. And I know that's a high-level concept, ROS, but it's what God has granted us all to be able to produce to defend against These so-called pathogenic microbes are disease-causing organisms. The ROS is used to disrupt or, you know, basically, in some cases suffocate, but disrupt the metabolic and respiratory pathways of these so-called lower life forms, or even the membrane or the coat, if you will, I mentioned about the viral coat. So it facilitates a very efficient response by your own immune system. And people don't even think, they don't know to look at that. They think silver, oh, it just kills stuff. No, no, no. It's much, much, much more than that. And so this is quite amazing, quite profound. And I'm going to take it even a step further. I mentioned the reduction of inflammation. For those of you who are scientific and egg-heady, you'll like this, but the peer-reviewed literature reveals that silver can reduce fibrogenic cytokine storms. And that just means the inflammatory cascades after injury or that accompany infection. And so we want to heal tissue. We've got to reduce that inflammation. Silver does that. So I'm going to take a breather now because I know I've gotten pretty scientific, Ken. If you want to ask, there's a few more properties, and then we can get what we can do with all of these properties next, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. In fact, I will, and again, this is going to sound staged to people listening, but this is absolutely fact. I had no idea you were going to bring up the example of a drop in your two eyes, one with with an infection potentially. But I'm not kidding you. This morning I woke up and I must have rubbed my eye or done something yesterday. And I woke up and I looked in the mirror and my eye was bothering my one eye and it was kind of red and puffy a little bit. And so I reached for the silver. I took my little dropper out. I put one drop in the eye that was red. And sure enough, just like you said, it had a burning sensation. And I have to be honest, at first I was a little concerned, wondering maybe I shouldn't have put, you know, that drop in. Maybe I should have checked first. And then I put a drop in the other eye just to see, and there was no burning sensation. And it was exactly like you said, but yet literally tonight I got home, I was brushing my teeth and I'm looking at my eye again in the mirror in my bathroom. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't even tell that I woke up this morning with this red puffy eye. Yep. And so it was proof positive for me literally today that what you just said was absolutely factual. It worked just like you said.
Yeah, and again, this was a breakthrough. If you understand, I'm a parent, I have kids, and when my little girl was only a few months old, she did have a conjunctivitis. And I utilized this method, although it was earlier on in my discovery and studies here, so I didn't use it as frequently as I would now. It took me about 36 hours to eradicate the pink eye, which is pretty good. If you know anything about the antibiotic ointments they give you, you could be 3 weeks down the road and still have it. So this is a wonderful, wonderful tool. And I would utilize it more frequently now if that had happened. But again, you know, just like you, you're learning. This is really an experiential path. And I liken it to the restoration of health sovereignty, because we have by our birthright the ability and I think birthright to take care of ourselves, to take care of our family and maybe our community. But we have to have the tools to do it. We have to know how to utilize them, have access to them. And so, you know, this is a kind of an education forum where we can relate these properties so you can understand what a profound, comprehensive tool this is that you have with the Silvermax.
Well, you've been on such a great roll with the information that's coming out on this particular call, Dr. Bell. I'd rather let you continue if you've got more information you'd like to share.
Sure. Yeah, a couple of more properties I want to hit with you that are really, really mind-blowing, I have to say it that way. And then we'll go into some uses, how to utilize it for everybody. I think, you know, we left off, I was talking about reduction of inflammation. This is true of epithelial, what they call like skin tissue, but you also have epithelial tissue inside the body, like in your intestines. And I mentioned earlier, we're going to get into something very, very important regarding intestinal health. But one of the other things, those of you who have read, there's a particular book by a Dr. Robert Becker. He wrote a book called The Body Electric. And this was a real scientist. He was an orthopedic guy and a medical doctor, but a real scientist who just wanted to find out the facts. And he found that when he released these so-called cations, now we could call them charged silver nanoparticles, into areas of inflammation, infection, or injury, that he would cause an acceleration, or it would cause an acceleration of tissue healing. The healing of the tissue, the integrity, would be restored at rates that he would never see normally. And he found that what was happening here, in addition to what I mentioned about the reduction of inflammation, was that it was stimulating something known as, and this is very big $10 words or now $100 words because Ben Bernanke keeps printing up Federal Reserve notes. That's another story. But what we're dealing with here is something called dedifferentiation and re-differentiation of stem cells. And Ken, I don't know, I don't think stem cells is a foreign concept to people. That's talked about in the news all the time now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so stem cells, so you, if in case you don't know, they're like the baby cells, the cells that can become anything. So what's happening here is a normal part of the healing process is to take a corrupted, damaged cell, take it out of that state and bring it back to its immature state, and then redifferentiate it back into its adult differentiated state, but healthy, non-corrupted anymore. And silver, by its very properties, is that it just does this. And this is what Dr. Robert Becker discovered and put into his works and also peer-reviewed published papers as well. So when we talk about acceleration of wound care, of healing of tissue, we begin to understand why silver is used in third-degree burn care centers around the world. They use a very crude form of silver known as silver sulfadiazine or silvadine. Those in the medical community, if we have any nurses, you know silvadine very much. It's a, you know, kind of a pasty substance, but is a fraction of the activity of the form of silver we're talking about tonight. Yet it is still the industry standard within the medical community around the world because it reduces the inflammation, because it retards or eliminates or reverses infection, and because it accelerates tissue healing. And in fact, we now have peer-reviewed literature revealing that these silver nanoparticles are actually causing the acceleration to occur without scarring. In other words, we're seeing tissue that normally would scar upon healing under normal circumstances now healing so fast they're not even scarring. And so this is an exciting other aspect to this when we talk about the topical use of a gel in this case. And I've had time after time people saying, I know that I scar and I use this, it did not happen. So they know the difference. So this is really, really quite extraordinary. Now, one last thing regarding properties. You should know, if you don't know this, you will now, that silver is a normally occurring constituent of much of what we as mammals consume. It's in whole grains, not normally. It's in whole wheat. It's in medicinal and edible mushrooms, very high content of silver. It is also in milk. Anybody drink cow's milk? If you drink goat's milk, any moms out there that breastfeed their children, you are delivering measurable quantities of silver. Do you drink water? Silver is found in spring water around the world. We can even measure it in tap water. It is, of course, in seawater. So it is not a foreign, strange contaminant or metal that causes harm, but it still concerned me, as I said, because of all the other metals that are out there doing harm. I didn't want to put in excess, and it's not necessary, and with the hydrosol form, you are not. But understanding this, we have to realize that if it's a normal part of our diet, and even babies get it from breast milk, then there must be a reason for it. But we're told again and again by the medical and regulatory community that silver doesn't have a place. In fact, it's dangerous. Well, read the peer-reviewed literature. You'll find otherwise. And in this case, we know now that there are two receptor sites on the myelin sheath surrounding the nerve cell, and they're specific to silver. And if you know anything about receptor sites, you do not get them by accident. It is for science to discover what they are for, but if we understand the properties, we can make safe, I dare say assumptions, but you can posit some very good possibilities as to what this is. And when you view this clinically, then it makes sense. But what we're seeing here is that the human neurological system needs, of course, the ability to transmit electrical impulses or signals. We know that for a fact. That's what the nerve system is, a great conductor of electrical signals communication. And of course, silver, if you don't already know this as well, is the great conductor of electricity. It's the most conductive metal known to man. So there are some things that you can extrapolate and say, maybe silver would be actually beneficial to the nervous system. And this is where it was so extraordinary when we were working with particularly some women that had some multiple sclerosis, one of the neurological degeneration diseases. And they were put by their doctors on high dose administrations of silver, including ways that I can't even describe how they were putting this in. And over time saw a cessation of the worsening of symptoms and some reversal. Now, I am not here on this call to say this is the cure for MS and neurological diseases. However, I feel as a homeopath that as an adjunct for any of these things, it's going to be perhaps one of the most important trace elements that will be utilized in all regenerative or degenerative diseases to bring them out and reverse course. So silver, quite the opposite of what is thought of for all the other metals being deleterious or bad for the nervous system, actually has a beneficial impact on the nervous system.
Dr. Bell, that is amazing. I mean, I'm
yeah, it's fascinating.
I've
absolutely
been in the
fascinating.
Health and wellness industry for 20 years myself, and I'm hearing information tonight on this call that I've never heard before. But again, I know it has to do with a very unique species, as you said, of silver, and a very unique technology that allows us to be so effectively utilized in the body. Is there anything else that we didn't cover? Because I'm actually amazed at just the amount I've learned personally tonight. Is there anything else that if you were out there listening that you would want our listeners to know about before we end this call?
Yeah, I think now you've gotten more than enough to realize how many things this can do. I would say if I was just to go at base level, how do you use it? There are four, maybe five things, and they'll be very brief here. If you're looking just as a maintenance perspective, how do I just integrate this into my life just so I have a little silver every day because of what it does? It enhances the immune system. A teaspoon a day would be a very simple starting point, a very simple protocol to go on. However, right now in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in the winter months, many people are concerned about the cold and flu season. So I put many people on what I call an immune building protocol, where I have them on a teaspoon three times a day. It's very simple. Builds the immune system, oxygenates, as I said, the B lymphocytes, the white cells, reduces the microbial burden. And it's a wonderful way, if you want to talk about true health insurance, not the phony stuff, the real stuff, this immune building protocol at three times a day is great. Whereas people dealing with chronic fatigue, allergies, long-standing situations, I look to use that five teaspoon a day protocol for a prolonged period of time. Could be 4 or 8 weeks, could be more, depending on what's needed. And if it's an acute scenario where you're dealing with a cold or a flu that you didn't catch in time, then you could take a teaspoon every hour, or you know, whatever is needed to get you through it, because it may only be a few days and you're done with it. But the last thing I will leave you with is perhaps I find the most important right now because of the gastrointestinal diseases that are happening in the Western world. And I can go through the causes, but I know we don't have enough time for that. So let's go through the remedy. When we're dealing with inflammation of the lining of the intestine, we're talking about leaky gut. We're talking about diverticulitis. We're talking about colitis. We're talking about Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, much less just a Candida albicans yeast infection overgrowth. All of these things are common in that there is inflammation involved. There is damage to tissue. Now, normally this hydrosol, because of its activity, because of the particle size, it doesn't get there. When you take it orally and you hold it in your mouth for 30 seconds or a minute, it's absorbing right there into the lymphatic system for distribution. But what if you want to get it into your gut? Now, normally you don't need to, and that's good because you don't need to disrupt the good gut ecology. But in this case, you want to for all the properties I've discussed. So I'll tell you this protocol, Ken, you guys can do with this as you will. But you would increase the dose in an adult from a teaspoon. You would need 1 to 2 tablespoons at a time. Even that wouldn't be enough to get into the gut. We would combine that with an aloe vera juice. If you can get a good quality organic aloe vera juice, do the same ratio, 1 to 1, 1 to 2 tablespoons of each together, swallowed together 3 times a day prior to eating. So your stomach is largely empty. And at night, you can do your probiotic. But if you do this for 7 days, a yeast overgrowth in the gut is gone. If you're dealing with more of the long-term inflammation, it may take 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks. But if you know anything about gastroenterology, they give you antibiotics, they give you prednisones and cortisones and immune suppressors. And then after that stops working, you go to the colorectal surgeon and they start cutting out your intestines and colon. I am not exaggerating. It's butchery. What we can do with silver is heal the tissue, accelerate the tissue healing, reduce the inflammation so we restore integrity to the lining, the villi. And then, of course, it's very easy to replenish via pre and probiotic replenishment at night. So this is a groundbreaking, life-changing, miraculous protocol that is simple as anything you can do for gut health recovery.
Wow. Dr. Bell, I got to say that, you know, on this call, I know we've got people literally listening in from all around the world. And for many of them, they've just discovered some amazing benefits to utilizing the silver hydrosol technology and to, again, making a difference in not only their own lives, but simply by sharing this information with others, making a difference in their lives. So I just want to, again, thank you for taking not only your time, but sharing what has been an incredible amount of information to so many people around the world, because I know it's going to have a positive impact on their lives as a result. So again, I thank you for just sharing this incredible information with us tonight.
Well, Ken, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I know people here in this group are going to pay it forward and help others with this information. So I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to help out, Ken, and I want to thank Ron Howell for the opportunity and his insight and vision to be able to embrace this and get this out to everybody.
For more information on Silver Hydrosol technology and to get a risk-free trial of this product, be sure to contact the person who gave you this recording.